Earlier in the year, there were huge problems for the farming community countrywide when the persistent rain through the months of March and April left land in extremely poor condition. The Irish Farmers Association spoke out about the extreme pressures that farmers were under as a result of the prolonged rainfall and obviously the knock-on effect then on absolutely saturated ground. Well, here in Waterford, the problems were being felt acutely too. Damien Tiernan went along to the Fews area back in mid-April and spoke to two local farmers, Ned Morrissey and Bill Heffernan. Here's his report from there.
What have we got in here, Bill?
Waterford Foods and Drinks. We've got Flavin's products, Mellory Eggs and Joe O'Reilly Meats. You've got Jemison Whiskey, which would have some malting barley in it from parts of Waterford. Then you have Curramore Whiskey, which is an estate-driven whiskey, which is solely from within the walls of the thing and grown by Ned here on their behalf. And we have Waterford Whiskey, which both of us will be contributing to.
Are you contributing
well
to that? Yeah. Very good. Yeah. So we've got the blue box there, the famous blue box, Irish single malt whiskey, organic.
We will go to a field when we're in a few minutes and we will show where we intend to grow the barley for it, weather permitting.
So when I'm looking at the container here and all these little products, there's a bottle of Heineken there as well.
Yeah, well, you see, but Cork Malting Company,
who
Waterford growers also contribute to, provide the malt for Heineken in
Lovely.
Cork.
Lovely. Sausages.
And Guinness then, obviously, with port malt.
And what's the sausages and the rashers?
Joe O'Reilly Meats in Kilmacthomas.
Ah, very good.
Super Butcher, and those are his products. Along with others, of course, but that's just a representative.
So what you're saying, of these, we'd say a dozen or so products here, all of them have a certain connection with the land in which we are going to visit and what we're talking about.
The DNA of the soils from Waterford are in each of these products via the grains that go into them.
What do you think, Ned? Looking at these products here, what do you think?
Well, sure, I suppose the reason we're here, Damien, is the grains that go into most of the products in that basket they're certainly in serious trouble in 2024. Now, there's a lot of backstory there as to the difficulties that the tillage industry is facing with the last 10 to 15 years, but that's a whole other story. We'll say today now, Bill would have it in his store, we'd have it in our store, the seed for, to grow the barley for Waterford Whiskey, Curramore Whiskey, the Guinness, Flavin's.
It's amazing.
None of those.
I'd never have thought of it like that, genuinely. Yeah. When you show me that now, I'm genuinely shocked.
Yeah. None of those crops are in the ground yet. Now, we've often seen wet springs before, where we'd start late. Considering there is zero crop in the ground on the 10th of April, 2024. Other years, we might have got an opportunity to work in February or March and maybe miss a few weeks, and we'd be coming back and we'd be finishing off someone now. This year, we haven't even started yet. And all those products that you're looking at there are impacted in one way or another.
Where are we going, Bill?
Well, you're in the townsland of Kilnagrange. We're going down to a field down here. It's a good dry field, but you will see that it's still way too wet to even go near it.
So we're just parking up here and we can see a lot of green fields around. Only one. Not too many fields with tillage there, Bill.
You're right there, Damien, yeah. The landscape has changed over the last 30 years where grass farming is now dominates the whole landscape, and there would be very few actual grain growers left in centre of Waterford, or East Waterford, I suppose, really. There'd be a bit more on the better soils of West Waterford, of course. But look, the thing is that there are lads that have, there are farmers such as myself and Ned there who have the interest in it, and we have the skill set and we have the enthusiasm for it. But we're kind of getting to a different part of life now, and the danger is that tillage farming will die out unless it is becomes a more profitable thing with better supports and better prices, less bureaucratic nightmare that we have to deal with all the time. And essentially a lot of that emanates from people, academics in an office in Dublin who issue an edict on what should or shouldn't be done. And it might make sense from their point of view, but on us, from us, for us trying to balance those obligations with the ever-changing weather and time elapsing and crop moving beyond its proper sowing date and all of that stuff. It's a nightmare. And fellas are just wore out of it, really, to be honest with you. And they're going to a different type of farming, in which young men with new family, or young ladies even, with, you know, intending to make a career for themselves, have to go into dairying because there's not enough of a future in what we call grain farming, you know.
On that, in terms of the bureaucracy and what the government could do, like, the government can't control the weather, Ned, as we know, but, like, what could the government do, the Minister for Agriculture, Mr. McConnell Ogue, now?
Well, I suppose, Damien, some would be coming from our own Department of Agriculture, and more of this diktats and regulations would be coming from Europe. And none better than our own Department of Agriculture to interpret that to the nth degree as well.
Because a lot of it is about interpretation of communications and directives, isn't it?
It is.
And then implementation of that. And that's why you have derogations in certain countries and in certain sectors.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, and you know, you mentioned the derogation there. You probably have some understanding of the issues that that's causing. Well, that has caused a lot of unintended consequences for us people growing grain, in that the dairy guys are in a much stronger position to compete for the land that we would be leasing and renting. And that again is dropping our acreage available for grain production. It's an unintended consequence, but it's a serious consequence of that derogation.
And for those that don't know farming, if you lose a tillage, if you lose a field from tillage to dairying, it's very hard to get it back.
Oh, it's almost impossible. Practically impossible. And in fairness to the minister, he made an attempt back in 2022 in the wake of the Ukraine-Russian war starting. He made an attempt to...
He gave more incentives. He did a few things.
Yeah, to incentivise the grain production.
And did that help?
Very, very little. Genuine grain farmers gained very, very little from it. The scheme wasn't really structured properly to benefit grain growers. And in actual fact, I would say that a lot of dry stock and dairy people gained probably more from it than the tillage industry did. Did make an attempt. They still proclaim that they want to increase tillage acreage, but a lot of the rules, regulations that are being put in place are working in the opposite direction and decreasing the acreage.
We'll walk back up towards the car and we'll just chat as we're walking. Ned, it's a little bit breezy here now, but we're walking on very damp and wet soil, and this is, it's like a wasteland.
Yeah, it's an unusual situation for this stage of the year now to be walking on such wet stubble ground that should have a crop emerged at this stage, and we're not even sowing yet.
And for those that don't know the land bill, when crops are not rotated or sown at certain times, talk to me about the soil composition and the difficulties that can arise from that.
Well, first of all, for barley in particular, you need to have dust for spring barley. And the later it goes, the drier it needs to be. So you do. There will be at least probably a week of drying needed to get this correct for planting successfully, of course, you know. So we'll have to wait to see what will happen, really.